A scripture that was used several times on Friday is found in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Just stay where you're at, please. I'm going to read it, however, but I want you to really catch this verse. And I'd like to share some things with you. I am not tonight trying to duplicate an educational seminar, but I do want to give you some things that God gave to me and to really, really share tonight some thoughts that come way down from deep within and some things that have literally changed in my life in the last few years, in the last 2 years especially. But notice verse number 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let me ask you a question tonight. How many believe the Bible? You believe this verse? Definitely you do. You're saved tonight. You believe the Bible. You can't get saved without believing what God said, because that's what faith is. And so when He says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, you understand that is a true statement. A true statement. How many realize tonight that if a young person has a heart that is right, they accomplish what they're supposed to do? Whether it be at home or whether it be in school, or whether they be on the job somewhere, how many realize tonight that that is a true statement? If a heart be right with God, then those other issues seem to take care of themselves. If there's one thing that I have learned the last few years, it is that the heart of a child is so much more important than the mind or the body. Are you listening? I believe tonight that your heart is more important than your mind or your body. Paul said, bodily exercise profiteth. But he characterizes that with the word little. There is profit in it, but it is little profit. For there are some things that are much more profitable, and that is the exercise of the heart. Now we understand, in order to really get the heart to function, things have to go through the mind. We understand tonight there is a tremendous battle for the mind. We understand tonight the Bible says, a man thinketh, so is he. But yet the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. There is something very, very important about the heart. I believe you would agree with me about that tonight. But why is it? Why is it? Let's ask ourselves these questions very, very earnestly. Why is it that we get more excited about a child who is on honor roll than who is right with God? Seriously. Why do we get more up for a football game that they are going to go to or play in than the fact that they are reading their Bible or they're praying and asking God to do some things in their heart? Why do we get more excited about those things? Why is it we are more interested in whether they have fun that day at school? Boy, have I heard people say, oh, have fun at school. It needs to be a fun experience. Than if God worked in their hearts. These are very legitimate questions. By the way, those were questions that our teacher Lori asked me concerned. Because so often, that is exactly where we're at. So often, we in our school give awards for academic excellence. But often we ignore the student who comes in second or third and yet has greater character. I've decided this year, and I believe Brother May, I believe Sean, you had told me this or made comment about this just this last year, but we are going to give out awards for character. Not exactly sure how we're going to do it, but I believe that something in the heart is much more important than that which is in the head. How many times have we asked a student or a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or what do you want to do when you grow up? And very seldom do we ever ask, do you know what God wants you to be? Not do, but be. You see, what we become is far more important than what we do. And to follow God's leadership is much more important. I would rather have a child who is collecting garbage in the will of God than a guy who's standing behind the pulpit out of the will of God. Seriously, are we training children to be successful in the world or to follow God's leadership? Really, why is it more important to us with our children or with our church children in this regard? Why is it we can get on Master Club Night more excited about a student who memorizes the verse than the kid who really grasped it? There's a difference. I believe tonight we need to stop and look. It's the heart that really matters. Amen. I have learned that every problem that we have in our school is a result of a spiritual conflict going on in the heart of the student. Sometimes it's a result of a spiritual conflict that's going on in the parent's life or in the family. But it always comes down to that. And when we begin to recognize that and zero in on that and approach things from a spiritual aspect in all affairs of our lives, we are now getting into the realm of living in the Spirit of God. It's a matter of the heart. There's nothing more important in the matter of education than the heart itself. Whether it be on Sunday or whether it be on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, what day it might be, there's nothing as important as the heart of the individual. Understand something. I can preach on all sorts of things tonight. And I can preach on, hey, we ought to be doing this. We need to be doing that. You need to look like this. You need to act like this. You need to be sitting just like this. And we can go through all those things. Nothing wrong with those things. But you realize tonight you can act like, smell like, look like, and not be. Sometimes we become very well-trained hypocrites. It's a matter of the heart. Matter of the heart. Do we have a heart that really cares, really loves, really seeks after the things of God? It is so important, and it's so important we teach that to our children. I was in one meeting that the ladies did not attend. It was pastor to pastor. And a man who has pastored for many years, used to be our coordinator here, and he came to our church and school on a few different occasions, and he's now no longer pastoring the church, though he's still there in... What's Mark Twain home there? Missouri. Hannibal, Missouri, yes. That's where he still lives. I asked him, you still live there? And he says, yeah, my wife says I visit now and then. Because he does a lot of traveling. And we met with he, and I walked into that room, and I thought to myself, I thought this was pastor to pastor. I look around, I saw four women. I thought, what kind of church is they pastor? Well, what I didn't know was that there was a couple of schools there that their chief administrator was at the convention, they had asked them to come in place of a pastor, and a couple of them did not have pastors. It was just a church without a school without a church involved. And he spoke to us for quite a long time, and when he got finished, he asked if there's any comments, there any questions. A number of things were said, and I remember one young man, fairly new in Christian education, he got up and he asked a question. Some others tried to help him with these answers. And pretty soon there was this one woman. Her name was Jo. She was probably about 40 years of age. And she said something that really took me aback. She said, "Our school has been in existence for 25 years. But this last summer, we made a decision that we were going to begin to use the accelerated Christian education materials. And they said, we're going to use these. And so I went down to Memphis, Tennessee, and went through the training." And she said, "When I got done with the training, I was so amazed." And so they came back and they began to implement all of these things. And what they decided to do this year was to put all those students who were in 7th through 9th grade in these materials. She says, "We have other materials." She says, "They're very good materials." So they're Christian. And then she said two statements that just blew me away. She said, "All the other materials we've ever had, they give the truth and then they add Bible to it. And it makes it Christian." But she said, "These materials are the Bible and the subjects come out of them." I never heard it said like that. I thought she was the greatest advertisement for AC I've ever heard. But then she said this. This was the part I want you to get. She said, "When I walk into that room where those students are at, it's like walking in the difference between night and day, because there's such a calmness about them." I thought, oh my goodness, she hasn't been in our learning center lately. But honestly, there really is. What she is discovering after many, many years, and she's an administrator, what she is discovering, what she was trying to tell us was this. It's the person who's teaching and what they are expecting that makes the difference. Are we expecting to see changes in the heart, or is it all about the mind? I bring this up tonight because many of your parents here, many of your grandparents here, many of you work in our master club, some of you work in our school. Wherever we're at, almost all of us somehow are involved with young people. What is it we want to reach? Oh, the mind must be stimulated. I understand that. The body is involved. I understand that. But it's the heart. That's what we're after. Now, how are we going to get that heart? Here was a statement I heard. Another one just blew me away. I made some comment about it this morning. I'm not sure when. This is what was said. "Some people do not believe that it matters if you like them, but you must respect them." I've heard people say that. "I don't care if you like me, but you have to respect me." And the one who said this said that is absolutely false. Let me ask you something. How many people have you respected that you didn't like? How is it that we become people to like people? Why do we like them? Because they love us. It's demonstrated. It's demonstrated. I pointed out Julia and Lori tonight because they demonstrated. I can point out others. I've seen that in Rita already this year. I see that in so many of you folks. That is the need. It must be demonstrated. We can say, "I love you" all we want to, but if they don't really see that in us. A man that hath friends, what? Must show. himself friendly. Not think himself friendly, but it must be shown. It must be something that's real, that comes from within us. I say to you tonight, there are some things that must be very, very real in our hearts. One of the things is that all subject matter that we use, whatever it is from the Bible, is going to train up a child in the way he should go. We must understand tonight that we must take the Word of God to young people. It is an absolute must. And yes, all subject matter actually comes out of the Word of God. That must be brought about. I am hearing reports today as high as 80% of our young people, by the time they're 21, that have been raised in our evangelical churches, bail out. Do you know why? The reality of Christ has never been implanted in their lives. That reality is not there. Because we say, you straighten up, young man, because that's the way you're supposed to act in church. He thinks, I hate church. But the one that we're willing to sit down next to and put our arm around them and tell them, hey, I love you and I care for you. You know, it's pretty hard to walk away from that. And so we need to take that Word of God that is so real and inject that into their lives through our lives. And let me make one last statement concerning all this. We are in the business of teaching children, not subject matter. Do we understand that? We're in the business of reaching and teaching children. There's a difference. There's a big difference. For when they recognize that we are seeking their best, how wonderful that is. And when I say the heart matters, brethren, what I'm saying is the heart of the teacher is what matters. Our hearts, adults, our hearts is very, very important. Because children, they understand that. They read us. How we need to walk close to Jesus. Why have we lost a generation? Why is 80% of them walking out the doors when they get the chance? Because Jesus Christ is not a living reality to God's people. We need to walk with Him. Amen. All what He's done for us. What He's done for us. The need of the hour. I can look at some success stories. I can look around at our church and I can see that so many of our young families, at least one of those partners at one time, was a part of our school. But I can also look around and I can see a lot of failures. And I can look back and I can see that there was some failures because this preacher was not after the heart, he was after the mind. More interested in discipline and showing the right outside as opposed to the inside. I hope that's changed. I hope it continues to change and get more vivid and more relevant in my own heart and life. Because future generations depend upon us. Mom and Dad, your kids need that out of you. They need a mom and dad that is real when it comes to the things of God. Somebody that's real. Somebody that loves God. And they can see that. You'll make mistakes? Oh yeah, and they'll know that. So will you. But there's that living reality of Christ in the soul. It's not something we just do, it's something we are. It's the heart. Does the heart matter? Oh, it matters. Brethren, let's get our hearts right with God. I mean right. Not this surface stuff. I mean right. Not what we think it is. What God thinks it is. Doing like David, search me, O Lord. Search me. Try me. Every time I do that, I get scared. God begins to give me lists. That's what I need. Amen. Daily. God, today help us. Work in our hearts. Oh God, out of it are the issues of life. Real life is there. Lord, there might be that real love, that real concern. Lord, we're not servants until we get a servant's heart. We're not true children of God until we get that child's heart. Oh God, work in us. Bless in these moments, dear God. Open our eyes to what's within and what you want to change in us. And, O Lord, allow us, help us to yield it to you. I pray these things in our Savior's wonderful, wondrous name. Amen.